A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." Gospel of the Lord. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? As we know, the Pharisees were people really devoted to the law, which is not a bad thing at all. Stoplights at busy traffic intersections are really good laws. They help to save lives in our busy world these days. Jesus is responding clearly, though, but he's also giving them a bit of a surprise response. He doesn't say that there's just one commandment that stands out alone as the greatest, which is what their question was. Jesus answers that the new law is actually two laws in one. Love your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's his response to the question, which is the greatest commandment? In other words, Jesus is saying, not only do you have to stop at the traffic light that is red, you also have to get out of your car and help the elderly couple that's trying to cross the busy street and is having difficulty doing so. The greatest commandment is actually two commandments. And what Jesus really wants to emphasize is that we can't separate the two. This is where our first reading from the book of Exodus shines a light on the gospel today. The people of Israel, who were saved from being annihilated by the Egyptian army in the Exodus, are now being reminded by God that this thing that we call faith has two main parts. We love God, and we love our neighbor. You who were once oppressed people, freed by God, now you have to give that same gift to others. It's pretty simple, actually, and yet we can really get ourselves all tied up in a knot around these issues. You shall not oppress an alien, an immigrant, for you were once aliens yourselves. It doesn't get any easier to understand than that. It's just like our first grade math. 1 + 1 = 2. If you lend money to a poor person, don't charge them so much interest that they end up being even poorer than before. It's this gospel. Life is actually not as complicated as we make it into sometimes. God's love is where we begin. That's the starting point. It's like the fresh water spring that's flowing from deep within the earth. That fresh water spring is God's free gift to us. We don't do anything to inherit it or to deserve it. But if a few powerful people suddenly build a high wall around that freshwater spring and start charging people for a drink of water, then we have turned God's gift into private property. And God's gift can never be private property. Laws are important, of course, and they can be helpful to show us how to live together in peace and harmony. But we need to remember some essentials, and one of them is that God doesn't charge interest on loans. God gives us life gratuitously, which is a beautiful word. It means free of charge. It's where our word grace comes from. God gives us life filled with grace, gratuitously loving us. So maybe it's time for our world to stop loving with a price tag always attached to everything. God's love is free. Our neighbor doesn't need to have a green card for us to love him or her. Jesus reminds us today that it's actually pretty simple math. Love God and love your neighbor. That is the law.